Although Senate Bill 1070's future is being decided this week in federal court, it has already been the source of much national and international debate. The people who live and work along the U.S.-Mexico border have a unique perspective on the issues that 1070 is supposed to address. So Tony Paniagua brings us some opinions and reactions from two of Arizona's largest border cities, Douglas and Nogales.
Douglas, Arizona is about 120 miles southeast of Tucson, but 0 miles from Mexico. It shares the border with the city of Agua Prieta in the state of Sonora, but the connections between both communities are much more than geographical.
It is just so dependent.
Many Douglas residents, like business owner Carlos Valenzuela, can trace their roots to Agua Prieta, need their southern neighbors for economic survival, or both. So he and many others are very concerned about Senate Bill 1070 and its controversial consequences in the United States and Mexico. Valenzuela is the president of the Greater Douglas Chamber of Commerce, but he spoke to us as an individual merchant, since the chamber is not taking sides on this issue.
I think we're kind of the victims of 1070. We did nothing, and it's, again, I think it seems to me that it was not well thought of when this came about, that it would impact such small people that are trying to struggle to stay off the unemployment line.
Douglas has an estimated population of about 17,000 residents, while Agua Prieta has 10 times as many people.
I've had a lot of figures, but the most prevailing one is that 70% of our sales tax revenues are from Agua Prieta.
No small potatoes there.
No small potatoes.
Dr. Michael Gomez is the mayor of Douglas.
It's very important for the economy of the state that we continue to have real good relationships with Mexico. And the problem is that 1070 has created a lot of diverse opinions, which are not good.
I'm not sure this is the right way to deal with it, but it is a way, perhaps, to deal with it.
Businessman Jerry Bonfox's family has been in this valley since before statehood. He wishes state officials would have visited the border before approving the bill.
You just can't imagine, Tony, what it's like down here unless you've lived here. This is not a, there's not really a border between Douglas and Agua Prieta. There's a fence there. But this is one big family down here. I mean, people over here and over there, we're all one family.
But he says he understands why there is support for legislation like the bill, since frustration over illegal immigration has been building for decades.
It's not a racist issue with us down here. It's more of an economic issue.
And by that you mean what?
We're broke. Our schools are suffering. Our public services are suffering. All these things are suffering because we're just providing them for everybody, and we're spending more than we're making. It's not a big problem to understand why this is happening.
Business owners, elected officials, and residents are equally concerned about 1070 and Southern Arizona's other popular border city. Nogales also shares tradition and economic ties with its Mexican neighbor, and many people here are bilingual and bicultural.
They need to control the borders, no question about that, but that's not the way to do it.
David Moore owns a business which sells hats and makes custom boots for a mostly Mexican clientele.
Put it this way, my customers that are coming in since the bill was brought up or passed, they ask me how my business is doing. It shows that they are concerned, shows that they're already worried about it.
But Moore says it isn't fear that's creating discomfort, since his shoppers have the legal documentation to go back and forth.
They don't want to be bothered. You know, it's just like us going into Mexico. We don't want to get bothered by their immigration people. They come over here, they get their passports, they try to go to Tucson to buy, Phoenix to buy, they go on vacations, a lot of them go up in Pine Top area in the summer, and they say they're not coming because every place they're going to go, they're going to be stopped, and that's embarrassing.
So the Nogales Santa Cruz Chamber of Commerce is trying to quell their apprehension.
60-70% of our revenue on the city of Nogales comes from the Mexican visitor.
Chamber President Olivia Ainsa Kramer is running a new campaign that's airing in Mexico. It thanks those residents for their patronage and encourages them to keep on visiting.
We want to have them from over here. And now, during these tough times, we need their support.
We spoke to Mexican shoppers in both border cities, where most say they would support a boycott of U.S. businesses. But 64-year-old Ampelio Trujillo is much more measured and philosophical. He says he never crossed the border illegally when he could have, but instead waited patiently for his permit until he could enter Arizona. He just renewed his 10-year crossing card last year.
It's getting to the point where we won't be able to function on either side of the border, right? We all pay the price for those who break the law in Mexico or Arizona. Americans are afraid to visit us because of all the violence in Mexico. And now, Mexicans are all being grouped together with those who do wrong in Arizona.
It's a common predicament for border communities like Nogales and Douglas. They are located in one country or another, but they straddle two different worlds, a political boundary created by national agreements with a concurrent day-to-day reality resulting from decades of sharing and intermingling. Back at his business in Douglas, Carlos Valenzuela provides an example. Someone from New Mexico emailed the chamber and told him he was canceling a trip to Douglas because he considers Arizona to be a racist state. Valenzuela pointed something out about his community.
Why would you boycott a city that's 90% Latino? It doesn't make any sense. Because it appears to us that, you know, they're kind of really hurting the very same people they're trying to defend.
On the border, they say, but caught in the middle. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Tony Paniagua.